Good afternoon, Melbourne Bird Vet. This is Maddie. How can I help you?
I don't know whether you can help me. Excuse me. I've got a budgie. The nails have got so long, and one of the legs, the claws, are curled right under. The other one seems to be starting to curl.
Okay.
Just wondered if you're able to do anything about that. And my problem is, do you by any chance do house visits?
Unfortunately, we don't. You can see. So you're just wanting them trimmed, are you?
Well, hopefully that will be all it needs doing.
Yeah. So have they been growing long for quite some time, or have they suddenly got really long?
They must have been growing long for, he's in a fairly big cage.
Yeah.
I don't even know whether I can get to him to get him. That I haven't noticed it until a little while back, and then I've been pretty sick. I'm 81 and I've been sick, and I don't even know that I can get him from the cage.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't do house calls. You could try calling. Have you tried any of your local vets to see if they do that sort of thing, or has there been no luck?
Most of them seem on the website to just cater for dogs and cats, that sort of thing.
Because it'd be good even just initially just to get the nails trimmed, because sometimes it does mean there is some underlying problem to why they've grown so long. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't offer that. What area are you in?
Bayswater North.
Okay, I'm trying to think of anyone. Because there is a few mobile vets. I don't know if it's just not, they don't do birds completely, or if they don't list it on their website because it's something they don't really do. Calling one of the Baronia vets. I'm not sure if they do any sort of like house call. Or anything like that. Yeah. Do you have a friend that could give you like a hand or something?
At the moment, the one that I actually got the bird from, I was minding him to start with for this person who's also got health problems. She's having difficulty driving at the moment too. So I don't know whether I'm going to be able to get her to help. That's the problem.
Have a look.
It's about 5 or 6 years old. What age range do they go to usually?
They can live. Let me just check. I can't remember. How old can I get? Yeah, so they can get up to 15, but that's not. it's not super common.
No.
Yeah. So your one is quite older already, yeah.
Yeah. We're not sure exactly how old he is.
Yeah.
I've had him for about 5 years, I think.
Okay. You could look, there's this place called Pawsome. You could try.
I rang there. They only do dogs and cats.
I can't think of anyone. I think the best next option, I guess, is contacting, like ringing any of your local ones to see, because they're closer. If they do it. It's just unfortunately we don't have the capabilities. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Is it hard to get an appointment with you if I can manage to catch him and get some help getting him there?
Yeah, so we're quite, if it's just the nail trim initially, we can pretty much do that any time as long as there's nurses available. It's just booking with the vets is when it's a bit trickier, because we're quite booked up at the moment. And my next available wouldn't be till Thursday afternoon or Friday morning.
Right. And what would the cost be on that?
So if you were getting just the nail trim, like with the nurses, that'd be $35. If you're wanting like the checkup with the vet, so our checkout up is $112, and that includes the trim. Obviously the vet thinks the bird needs any medication or anything like that because of the condition of the nails, that would be something that I'd have to talk about as well.
I'll see if I can get some help with getting in there, and catching him is going to be the big thing. I mean, he's got to the stage that he can't really balance on the purchase properly, that he needs to have it done, but he's still flying around a lot. I can't get at him.
Well, if you manage to catch him and the vets are busy, we can always just do the nail trim and then, we can talk about, like, if it's potentially, like, diet or something. Because we can book in the nurse nail trims pretty frequently. It's just, yeah, it depends if there's a vet available when you've caught him.
Yeah. The main thing, too, is at the moment I've just been going through covers. I found a couple of small boxes, but that mightn't be any good. That might freak him out.
If it's a box that's, like, quite dark, he doesn't have a smaller cage you could bring?
I used to have them years ago, but I got rid of them because I'd got rid of all birds I had, and then I collected this one from the friend, and it's a massive big cage.
Well, you could, using like a box. A lot of people bring their birds here in boxes, as long as there's obviously breathing holes and it's like nice and quiet, usually they're okay. And luckily you're not too far away.
What was the address again? I did look it up.
But 1 George Street in Scoresby.
Whereabouts is that in Scoresby? Is it easy to find?
It's the corner of George Street and Stud Road. It's if you were coming from Bayswater on like Stud Road, it would be after like Westfield Knox, more towards Roval.
Yeah.
So on the way to Roval from Knox, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. Good luck, and feel free to give us a call once you've worked it out, and we can see what we can do.
Okay. Thanks for that.
That's all right. Bye.
Okay.